is that for you to be? How much do you think the Yellowstone has it slowed down your progress?
I think I'm still on a good path. I think I'm on a good path mentally in the classroom, where I need to be in the playbook and everything. So, you know, obviously missing out on a couple reps there. But other than that, you know, I don't think it slowed me too much.
You had to put balls up on the ball. Didn't the part we saw look like you were kind of tossing a little soft?
Yeah, I don't think that's really what it was today. It was to really go out there. I mean, it's a Monday. It's kind of an extra practice for us. So no reason to be out there really slinging it around. Just kind of a little bit unnecessary, but good to get back in the motion, get a ball in my hand, and throw it around a little bit.
You tried any new treatments of any kind? Anything you didn't do maybe in college that's starting to work for you?
Yeah, we've been doing some pretty strenuous stuff, just as far as working everything through the forearm, shoulder movement, really just working every part of all the muscles going up, connecting into your elbow. So they've really been on top of it.
How important is it for you to be ready to go Sunday at this time?
There. I think it's a very good defense. You never know what could happen. You know, this league has seen crazier things happen than, you know, one guy go out. There's been two. There's been whatever. So you got to be ready at any time.
So coach said that you were on track. Does that mean you're on track to be the backup for Sunday?
Yes.
Did you have any doubts why you weren't thrown that you'd be ready to go Sunday?
Yeah, I figure. I mean, I got 10 days off. It's almost been 2 weeks. Getting to the point of where it's almost been 2 weeks now. So, you know, I feel like that's been plenty of time from what I've known in the past to be okay.
Are there any doubts left?
No, not in my mind. I don't think anybody else is either.
What do you think Pryor's versatility brings to this offense?
You know, I think you just look at his size and you look at, you know what he's able to do. You know, his ability running the ball, obviously we were able to see that him playing quarterback. And then, you know, he's just he's a really good athlete, so you can plug him in. Special teams, you can plug him in where he's at receiver. We obviously put him on some zone read stuff. So, I mean, a very versatile guy in the NFL with that kind of size and speed is a very attractive thing.
Pet said he thought you threw yesterday. Was that true?
I've tossed it around a little bit a couple days before today.
Sometimes this can be described as sort of a golfer's elbow. Does golfing and kind of taking that up as a sport have anything to do with that?
No, not at all.
What goes through your head when you see a guy like Terrence get traded, a guy who's in your rookie class and you spent some time with?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's obviously unique decisions with every roster cut when it comes around. You know, every year that I've been here, at least the past two, there's been some surprises like that. So, you know, I think there's limited spots and a lot of guys in this league. So you have to get down to a certain number, and sometimes you have to move people to get the people that you need in other spots. And it's just a numbers game when it comes down to it. So, you know, obviously wish nothing but Terrence, you know, the best wherever he's at. You know, he's a good friend of mine, and, you know, I want to see him succeed. So, you know, obviously wish he was still here as a teammate. But, you know, that's a decision that's over my head, over everybody in the locker room. And just hopefully, you know, from now on, wish him nothing but the best, except in week two.
Did you understand the backlash from fans about Josh Lenz getting cut? It's kind of quite.
Yeah, I might have had a little bit of backlash there as well. I mean, I thought Josh did a heck of a job in the preseason. You know, I really like Josh as far as, you know, just having him around the building, having him on the field. You know, me and him had a little bit of a connection there. So, you know, as well with him, you know, wish him nothing but the best, and would have liked to see him here for sure. But, you know, I understand that's how it goes sometimes.
What are the traits about Josh that make him so well-liked in the locker room by not just you, but a lot of players?
Yeah, I think he was just a really cool guy. I think he got along with everybody. And I think, you know, he kept his own. He handled his business the right way. And then when it came time to go out on the field, you know, he performed.
John Gruden said that he hadn't heard about anything being wrong or any trouble with your arm until recently, like we all found out. And he said he's very concerned when he hears that. So should he be concerned? I mean, what do you think of his?
Yeah, I don't think really John Gruden is in this building or in this organization or anything like that. So obviously I have a very good relationship with him, and gone down there and worked with him, learned from him. But as far as, you know, that's his concern. You know, I don't think that's anything within this organization. So as long as Coach Pett, Ray Farmer, you know, myself, Joe Sheehan, and the people in this building aren't concerned, then I think that's all we really need to focus on.